In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody that knows this area, obviously, is coach down here. He's done a tremendous job wherever he's gone in Georgia now, doing a tremendous job at Peachtree Ridge. I know that area really well, north of the Atlanta area. Really, really good football is played there. They've turned out a lot of kids, and Coach Matt Helmrich is so kind enough to join us as they will be playing against Monarch High School of Coconut Creek on Thursday evening, right around the corner. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. You still got that 954 number, though.
I do. I don't want to give that up. So
yeah.
But no, good to talk to you, Larry. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's and what an opportunity. You know, as I was talking to Brent Browner of Bishop Gorman and just now with Jason Negra of St. John Bosco, the opportunity of playing became elite real quick. All of a sudden, you know, last year with Milton and last year with St. John Bosco and St. Francis Academy, and now you guys are part of this. Talk about what it means to you to bring your football team down the South and it kind of give them an experience which you experienced for many years.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, hats off to Kevin Perry. I mean, he told me that we've been friends for a long time, and he told me about his idea when he was up in Michigan to get this thing going in the big house. And I thought to myself, yeah, right. You know what I mean? That's crazy to get something done in a 110,000, you know, seat stadium. And he got it done up there. And then when he said he was going to do it in South Florida, I said, oh, you do it up there, you can get it done down there. So, we kept our eye on it for the last couple of years, and awesome opportunity for us to go out of state and play one of Florida's best teams. Obviously, 6 years at St. Thomas, and was fortunate enough to kind of help Coach Smith and some of that planning. So learned a lot under him and Rocco and Roger. And, you know, we went out to Dallas. We went to Superdome. We played up Don Bosco at West Point.
Yeah.
And, so we were able to do some of those things. And you know, kind of I learned a lot, you know, in those years, obviously, with SCA. And definitely wanted to bring that to the programs I've been up here in. At Johns Creek, we went out and played St. John's over in Washington, D.C. When they were, that was 2018, when they were like third or fourth in the country, and that game was over pretty quick. But we had a great experience out there. And then we were supposed to go up and play Don Bosco in 2020, and COVID killed that. So, I've been here. This is my third year now, and new schedule cycle, and was excited to pick up an out-of-state game. And obviously, this is a great event, and we're happy to be part of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt Helmrich, the head coach at Peachtree Ridge. You guys already have a game. You played Roswell last week, and now got an opportunity and a tough schedule. I mean, I look at, you know, the North Gwinnett's and schools like that, and Parkview, which always has a tough program. I mean, you went right from, you know, in Johns Creek right to a competitive program, maybe a quote-unquote suburb program, but everything's a suburb now in Atlanta. And talk about that and what type of football you guys have played up there. I know it's competitive, you know, just watching, you know, like Johns Creek and watching Milton last year.
Yeah. I mean, North Fulton has really taken off here in the last, you know, 7-8 years. Obviously, Roswell's got a story history, but Milton's kind of taken that huge step of being on the national scene. But there's some really good football in North Fulton, and I thought we did a pretty good job at Johns Creek, which is, you know, one of the top academic schools in Georgia. And, we made football relevant, had some of the best seasons. Well, we have the best seasons in school history over there. And I kind of want to take the next step as far as playing with the big boys. And, Black County football, call it the SEC of Georgia football, call it the SEC of Southeast United States football if you want, but, it's definitely definitely a step up. And I'm floored every single week. Just the talent and the coaching and the toughness and the size. I mean, it's just week in and week out. Just playing great competition. And you alluded to it earlier. Our region is brutal with Norcross, North Gwinnett, Parkview, Brookwood. And, you know, we did want a tougher non-region schedule. Obviously, Monarchs, a great program. And then Roswell's got, you know, a great coaching staff over there. Unfortunately, I think we were still in preseason mode when we played last week. And a lot of things went wrong, including the weather and some lightning delays. And finally called the game at about 11 p.m. We're still in the middle of the third quarter. We travel tomorrow. So we practiced on Sunday and then today. So didn't want to let that game affect us twice. The old thing, you know, don't let that loss affect you twice. So we just want to kind of put that in the bed a little bit and concentrate on Monarch. So
exactly. And coming off a 10-2 year, 5-1 in your region. How many kids did you return a lot, or were they a young team last year or a young team this year?
It's interesting. It's a weird mix. We graduated 30 seniors last year. Had some really good players, and I think there's something to be said about kids that are kind of in the system and playing varsity football for that second year. You know, we took our lumps my first year over here. I think we went 6-5, and then last year 10-2, the most wins since 2014, first playoff win in 10-11 years. So I think we took the next step. With going 10-2 and everything, it's really interesting just kind of looking up and down our roster as far as the depth chart. In some areas, we've got some really, really good, depth and experience. And then other areas we're breaking in some newbies and we got breaking down film last Friday, and we're sitting there, in the coach's staff meeting, and we're getting upset about certain things, but then, we got a kid never played football before that's starting for us. We got a kid that's, several that never started on a Friday night, and playing against one of the better teams in the state in Roswell. So it showed, and we had some bonehead mistakes, and some you can't do that with a good team like Roswell. So having said that, this is the most talented offensive line that we've had. I got three-year starters on the D-line, undersized kids, but been in the system for a couple years now. So we've got some guys coming back that are got some experience. We've had some injuries. We've had four season-ending injuries already. That's not fun. And some depth guys. One guy was working in with the ones. So that's unfortunate. A couple seniors and their careers are done. So that was a little upset for the kids that we have a little bit of injury bag. We got some just nagging injuries. Some of our other more better players. So hopefully, we get healthy and hopefully we have a good trip down to Fort Lauderdale, and then we got a bye week next week. So, but we're excited to come down, and I was amazed how many kids, we did a show of hands the other day and amazed how many kids never been on a plane. So this will be a great, great, great experience for them.
Yeah, good stuff. Peachtree Ridge, a really nice area. We went there in the early part. Great high school. Remember, I think we went when Hayward was there, Ironhead Hayward's son. Now he's been in the NFL forever. But it reminded me, when I went up there, like a Cypress Bay type, because it was like in a really nice area, nice setting. But certainly a great place for you to be. And I can't thank you enough for joining us. We're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday. Have a great trip. Have a safe trip. And we'll see you against Monarch on Thursday evening.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
All right,
Coach Matt Helmrich. Head coach at Peachtree Ridge, and Georgia will be down to play against Monarch on Thursday, part of the Broward County National Showcase. And as you mentioned, Kevin Perry, Dr. Kevin Perry, has done an awesome job along with Sean Serra. This was their brainchild, and they followed it through. Now, 3 years in, it's one of the premier events in the country. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, wrap up hour number one, Coach Scott Perry from Lake Mary is next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.